The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Before I have something I want to talk about, but also I think two of you came to interviews and the meetings we had and mentioned the instructions I gave in the morning about letting go of thinking and how that instruction and trying to do that just made things worse. That somehow the thinking mind didn't like to hear that, and so it thought harder. So that can be. That's certainly possible. So then maybe letting go of thoughts in that active, directed way is sometimes not very useful. And or it could be that it's an opportunity to see, to understand something more deeply about the reactive mind, about the threatened mind. And or the judgments that go into doing a practice like that, that how doing a practice like that, how we get stirred up in the process of doing it, as opposed to becoming stiller and more quiet doing it. So in case it was for others of you, it stirred you up rather than settle you. You had company, and hopefully someday it'll be useful to know how to let go of thoughts. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I think one way or the other, most of us have a particular way of looking at ourselves, understanding ourselves, or many ways of understanding ourselves. And one of the interesting questions is, with what eyes do you see yourself? Or with what understanding do you tend to see yourself through? And because many times the understanding with which you understand yourself can be a tremendous source of suffering. And then are there other ways of understanding yourself, other ways of seeing yourself, of regarding yourself, that don't cause suffering? Maybe not only don't cause suffering, but maybe bring you some sense of ease or happiness or satisfaction or meaningfulness to yourself. Sometimes I've practiced with the question of what would it be like if to be seen through the eyes of the Buddha? Or if I had the eyes of the Buddha, how would I see myself? And how would it be different than how I usually see myself? And some of you have probably been the recipient of being seen by someone, where in being seen by them, being understood by them, they're relating to you, you felt that they were relating to you very differently than how you relate to yourself. Some people are very mean to themselves inside. Or they feel, you know, very critical of themselves, or they feel guilty for not having, you know, before having done anything, you're guilty, or feel inadequate in some way, or feel scared to, you know, feel like somehow, you know, if people really saw who I am, people are not going to like me, or they're going to reject me, and so, but then someone does look at you and sees you. Maybe they see parts of yourself you'd rather not have other people see, or perhaps they see that you feel inadequate, or see how guilty you are, and they see that, they know it, but they don't believe it, and they see you in a very different light. They see you as a whole person. They see you as a maybe beautiful person. They see you as a with respect, with kindness. So how do you see yourself, and how do you normally go around seeing yourself? And other ways of seeing yourself. And one of the things I'd like to suggest that you might experiment with or be challenged by or try out is to assume that you're whole. Have the attitude, see yourself as if you're already whole. And what happens if you see yourself as if you're already whole? What does it mean for you to be already whole? Many people are divided against themselves. They have parts of themselves they don't like, parts of themselves that they want to push away, that they want to hide, they want to pretend it's not there, parts of themselves that are secret or at least very private. And in many variety of ways, then people are divided against themselves. And or people feel that they are not whole because there's something inadequate or something wrong with them. The idea of being whole, I think, implies the idea that there's nothing wrong with you. It's also a very respectful way to see someone as whole, to see someone as someone who has a certain degree of maturity or autonomy or respectworthiness, that you're a full citizen, you're a full person here. One of the things that I appreciated from the little contact I had with Buddhist monastic life, and I don't know if this might have been a little bit of my projection of it all, but what I saw was that once someone was ordained as a monk or a nun, that there was a certain kind of ways in which they entered a hierarchy, and they were new monk or new nun, and people were more senior, and you had to deal with that. But there was another way in which once you were ordained, you were an equal member of the community. You were kind of seen as whole. You were seen as a certain kind of, not exactly autonomous, but given certain kind of, you know, you were a full citizen. And so you had certain autonomy and ability to decide for yourself or choose for yourself. So what would it mean if in your mind, the way you use the word whole, if you saw yourself as being whole? What if you're already whole, as opposed to already messed up? Already an embarrassment to the human race, or whatever it is that, you know, your thing. Already somehow, rather than seeing yourself as somehow less than other people, I think to be seeing yourself as whole, there's no need anymore to compare yourself to anybody else. And often the comparisons we make, you know, someone else is further along in the practice than me, someone else is better than me, someone else is kinder than me, someone else is smarter than me. All these kinds of comparisons, other, you know, you're not quite up to something. You're inadequate, you're not full, you're not a full citizen yet. Is not to see yourself as whole. To see yourself as whole, I think, implies kind of an acceptance that who you are, how you are as a person, is enough. Is great. You don't have to be anybody different. You don't have to be different. If you're not a very smart person, then you're a whole person who's not smart. There's nothing wrong with that. If you have some handicap, you know, or some disability, sometimes our society treats people with disabilities as being somehow not full citizens. But even people with disabilities, they're whole. Maybe you have a disability. You're whole. You're already, that's perfect. A lot of great things happened to me in being around a lot of kids now that I have children. And one of those things was I had no idea how many children are born with circumstances that make them different than the conventional person. And I mean, it's true, there's one or two conventional people in the United States. So we have something to compare against. But they're not that many, it's one or two. But for example, I started hanging out with children who are autistic or dyslexic or, Asperger's, or they have, there's a whole new, I didn't know this when I was growing up, but there's a whole new understanding of kids who have various kinds of hypersensitivities. Their hearing is hypersensitive, and so any kind of extra noise in the class, they just go batty. Or their skin is really sensitive to touch. And, we thought they were just difficult kids before, and now we're understanding them a different way. And it's they're born this way. And especially when I started hanging out with the kids who are autistic, they're kids. You know, they're children. And I felt all you can do is love them. You know, they're whole, they're complete. That's somehow they've come out into the world this way. And are they less than anybody else? I don't think so. There's an infinite number of ways in which to be a human person, each of them complete. and to look at people as being complete for who they are, as opposed to, oh, it's not quite up to snuff. So how do you look at yourself? What do you look at yourself? Is it how you with what eyes do you see yourself? And are those kind eyes, generous eyes, compassionate eyes, wise eyes, or not? And what I offer you, the idea for you to experiment with, maybe, try out for size the idea that you're already whole. And see what that's like to walk around the world with that idea. You're already fine. You're already perfect in a way. What happens then for you? So those are my thoughts. And so now we're going to do a period of cleaning, for those of you who can stay.